It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Technical College System wants to change a long-standing state law to allow their campuses to develop general education programs without approval from the UW system. And there have been some talks of consolidating the UW system's branch campuses with tech colleges. We'll take the issues in higher ed one at a time with your questions, 800-642-1234. Rich Kramer is following developments. He's a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. Rich, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's look at the rumblings around consolidation. Why did interim UW system president Tommy Thompson suggest this idea of consolidating two-year campuses with the nearby tech colleges?
That is a question that I wish I could answer. All I know is that based on the reporting of Kelly Meyerhofer, who's the higher education reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal, this isn't a discussion that just came up. You know, it wasn't something that Tommy Thompson brought out of thin air. Supposedly, former UW system president Ray Cross had also considered it as part of a list of things he wanted to do, or a list of proposals he wanted to put out there on his way out. So it was a discussion at the high level, but Tommy Thompson brought it right into the public because there was this Wisconsin Policy Forum panel discussion. It was him, Chancellor Rebecca Blank, and then Chancellor Mark Mone of UW-Milwaukee. And he just said it out loud. And I remember hearing that, and I just kind of thought, well, that's interesting, but I didn't know if there was anything to it. But then this other reporting showed that this had been discussed. From what I've heard from the people that I talked to in various schools and whatnot, they don't think there's a lot of meat on the bones at this point.
Okay.
That it's just kind of an idea. Also, there's the reality that technical colleges function as a local unit of government. They've got their own boards. They can, you know, set tax, property tax levies, and the two-year campuses, the two-year UW campuses, just can't do that. They've got the buildings are owned by the counties that they are in, but it's a complex ownership model between the
ownership
local
arrangement. Yeah.
Yeah. So how it would work is unknown.
Well, how did technical college leaders respond to this idea?
Essentially. So I talked with Wisconsin Technical College System President Morna Foy for the reporting that I did on their request and their budget to get the associate's degrees. And I asked her about the potential consolidation of these two-year branch campuses. And she said that they're not interested in having the UW take over responsibility of any technical colleges. She didn't say much on the other way around, like the idea that maybe the technical college system or local technical colleges could take over some of the responsibility of running these two-year UW campuses. But I just got the sense from her and others that I talked to that this was just kind of an idea that was thrown out there. But
yeah, I mean, we've talked on our program with President Morna Foy a number of times, but we've never really delved into what the relationship looks like between Wisconsin's technical college system and the UW system. Do you know any of their inner workings, their relationship with each other?
Well, aside, you know, I did this story about this really interesting 1973 law. It was actually part of a state budget that requires, technically, it requires the technical college system board and the UW Board of Regents to approve any new degree programs, you know, any new associate's degree programs at the technical college level. But also it requires both boards to approve any kind of like worker training programs that the UW wants. And the technical college system board does, in fact, they have in the past, as I think the last one was 2007, they did go through the process of getting board regents approval on some expanded degree options at these are general education degrees, associate's degrees, at the Chippewa Valley Technical College, which is in Eau Claire. But I just don't know of any examples of where the UW system went to the Technical College Board to ask them for permission to do much of anything. And that was also echoed by state assemblyman Dave Murphy, who's kind of the head of higher education in terms of the legislature.
Well, you know, tech colleges are known to be so very nimble in bringing new programs, you know, online and not online, but just offered.
Right.
You know, would getting rid of this law actually make the, you know, decrease the amount of red tape in order to bring new programs, you know, to students?
It on its face, it seems like it would. And also, you know, President Foy of the technical college system said that this creates a huge step for them, because they've got their own procedures for, she said that whenever they want to do any kind of new program, not general education, 2-year degrees, but like worker training certificates or something, they are able to pivot based on the need of the students, what they want, and also what businesses in the area around the technical college want. And you're right. They are able to move pretty quickly. But they, you know, Morna Foy said that it's still a very rigorous process. They go through approvals at the state level board and the local boards, et cetera. But then under this law, what they need to do is go to the regional UW system chancellors to get them to sponsor or sign on to a pitch for a new Associates of Arts or Associates of Science degree. Then they got to get that on those chancellors work to get that on the agenda for the Board of Regents, and then they have a vote. And President Foy said that's just, it's unnecessary because the two systems have evolved over the years to a point where it doesn't really make sense.
Rich Kramer is with us, WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. He's bringing us the latest on the working relationship between the UW system and the state's technical college system. Let's bring in a call now. Cindy is with us from Appleton. Hi, Cindy. Go ahead.
Hello. Well, I know Tommy Thompson's been talking about combining these systems together and eliminating some of the technical colleges, which I think is very discriminatory, because in a community where people live, if they can go to technical school, they can ride a bus, they can ride a bike, or they can walk. Now, if you have students who are in Appleton that now have to go to Oshkosh or Green Bay for a technical school, how are they going to get there?
Yeah, so Cindy bringing up the issue of transportation and ensuring these campuses are in the communities that serve the students in that community, Rich.
Yeah, you know, the issue of access is a big, big part of this discussion. You know, the 2-year UW system campuses have been suffering in terms of enrollment. Some of them have seen enrollment go down by 30% a year. And that's really pretty rough if the majority of the funding that you get is from tuition. So that's kind of why we haven't really heard any lawmakers outright say, well, let's close some of these 2-year campuses, because that would create a huge issue for access. Likewise, the technical college systems, and for the record, I don't think that anytime soon, I don't think the UW is going to be taking over any technical colleges or vice versa. This discussion might continue. Maybe there will be more collaboration between the 2-year colleges at the UW and the technical colleges, but I just don't see anyone taking over each other's outfit. But also, because that's a major issue. If one of these things closed, it's just the most of the people that go to these 2-year campuses are local. They're regional. They're people that are what you don't consider a typical college age student. These are people that are working during the day and have to take classes at night or something like that. So access is a big, big issue.
Rich, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Rich Kramer is a WPR reporter based in Eau Claire. And for disclosure, WPR is a service of UW-Madison. Just ahead, a former Navy SEAL and founder of the group Veterans for Responsible Leadership talks about fighting Trumpism and promoting U.S. military values amid the pull of extremism following the Capitol insurrection. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.